mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. An increasingly common anxiety for freshly minted undergraduates is finding a job in their field with a decent enough salary to pay off their student loans. For those with new advanced degrees, the stakes are even higher. 2008 figures from the Center for College Affordability and Productivity estimate that 16% of those qualified to be college professors, lawyers, and doctors are working jobs at high school graduate levels. Helping wayward professionals put their highly trained brains to work is John F. Wilkins. He's founder of the Ronin Institute. It's kind of an experiment in promoting independent scholarship and providing unaffiliated academics with confidence, funding, and community. We read about his work in an article by Keith O'Brien in the Ideas section of the Boston Globe. John, we welcome you to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So give us a little guess. What is a PhD worth for someone who's not affiliated with an academic institution?
Well, you know, it depends a lot on what field you're in, really. I mean, if you're in biology or engineering, there are an awful lot of opportunities out there, you know, in industry to work. But by and large, if you are in a field like, say, English literature, or if you're in any field and you really want to have control of your own research and pursue the things that really get you most excited, it can be really hard.
So what you're trying to do with the Ronin Institute is kind of connect people. Tell us a little bit about the name and what is its mission?
So the name comes from Ronin is a masterless samurai. So in the sort of medieval period in Japan, the idea was if you were a samurai working for your master and you lost your position either because you were fired or because you quit or because your master was killed, you were supposed to commit suicide. And the Ronin were the ones who decided, no, we're not going to do that. And they went off and they would often take on freelance work as bodyguards and this sort of thing. So it's sort of analogous. You know, I think the culture of academia is such that a lot of people feel, well, if I'm not a professor at a university, then I need to just give up, you know, commit sort of research suicide, you know, give up on my idea that I'm going to be pursuing scholarship. And the point of this is to say, no, you know what? We don't need to have a university as a master, and you don't need to either. And you can, we're going to try and find ways to just do that scholarship outside of the academy.
So how do you do it? You know, by providing space, access to information. How do you make that happen?
So exactly how it's going to work is it's sort of an evolving experiment. The first thing that we're doing is we're trying to sort of build a confederation of independent scholars. We're going to be focused on being a virtual institute and not creating a space. And part of that is driven by the fact that a lot of people who, you know, there are some people who are not in university jobs because they can't find a position.
Mm-hmm.
And they would love to have one. But there are a lot of other people who don't want a university job because there are a lot of things that go along with that. You know, a lot of university professors, you know, work 70 hours a week. It's a national and increasingly international job market. It means, you know, if you really want to be a university professor, you have to go to where the job is. So particularly people who have, say, a spouse who is also an academic, can be very hard to find two jobs in the same position, in the same, you know, physical location. Or if you want to, say, you know, pick up your kid from school every day. That tends to be not very consistent with being a university professor. So one of the things that we want to do is not only facilitate people doing independent academic research, but doing it in a way that fits with the rest of the priorities in their life, where they can live where they need to live and they can work the hours that they need to work.
I imagine it's also a challenge, though. I know a lot of people who do independent research or other kind of work that they don't have to show up at an office each day or be in a physical space each day. It's hard to keep themselves motivated and engaged. You know, we could just sit there and play Angry Birds all day if we didn't have someplace we had to be. How do people stay with it? How do they stay on track?
That's right, and you know, I think some people are incredibly focused and don't require that sort of feedback to stay on task. But I think most of us, and myself included, yeah, you know, I need some sort of short-term feedback to keep me engaged and keep me from getting sidetracked on things. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to do is sort of build, you know, sort of this community where you have a sense that what you're doing matters, that mm-hmm. there are other people doing the same thing that you do, and that you're all sort of cheering for each other and expecting things of each other.
We're speaking with John F. Wilkins. He's a theoretical evolutionary biologist and also founder of the Ronin Institute. That's an organization that connects unaffiliated academics to help fund and support independent scholarship. Well, how about for you, John? As I mentioned, theoretical evolutionary biologist. You have the time now to create a webcomic. Now, would that be the case if you were on a tenure track? I mean, are there some freedoms and advantages to independent scholarship?
Absolutely. And this was one of my big motivations when I was ready to leave my old position in an interdisciplinary research institute before. I was faced with a choice of, all right, do I want to go for the standard tenure track position? And in which case, I sort of sat down and I figured out, all right, what do I need to do to be a successful university professor and still have time to spend with my family?
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I concluded is I need to jettison everything else I'm interested in. And so that includes things like writing a webcomic. I also write poetry. I had a poetry book come out a couple of years ago. These are things that basically I would have had to completely abandon. I said, you know what, I want to write my own job description and say, you know, my job is basically to learn things, try and discover things that I believe to be true, and then explain them to the world. And sometimes those things that you want to, you know, that you believe are true and want to explain to the world come out best as a journal article in theoretical evolutionary biology, and sometimes they come out best as a webcomic, and sometimes they come out best as a poem.
I'm thinking that not everyone who gets a PhD deserves a tenured post in a university, right? I mean, I know my producer says that since this article came out in the ideas section, you've heard from a lot of people who you might not necessarily take in as Ronin fellows. How do you sort out these highly capable but disengaged academics from, you know, the unemployed with doctorates who just need something to do?
It's a hard task. Because one of the things is we don't want to fall back on sort of the type of metrics that universities use, because in some ways that's exactly the point of this, right?
There are
certain metrics that universities use, which certainly measure, you know, one of the things that they measure is intelligence and creativity and how hardworking you are, but they also measure a lot of other things, you know, that are about, you know, how well are you able to, you know, work within a particular framework. You know, are you able to write things in the right set of journals that will be recognized by people in your field? In some ways, you know, the ideal candidates for the Ronin Institute are the people who, you know, are, you know, hardworking but are fundamentally unemployable because maybe what they do falls right between, you know, two different departments. They're sort of half archaeologist and half philosopher, and no archaeology department or philosophy department will ever hire them.
Mm-hmm.
And to this point, we've been able to manage it through sort of word of mouth, basically people who I know, who I've gotten to know, and I recognize their sort of intelligence and work ethic, and people who, I get firsthand vouching for, but formalizing how to do this on a larger scale is going to be very hard because we're going to have to invent entirely new criteria.
Well, we're all for word of mouth. Best of luck to you, John.
Thank you very much.
John F. Wilkins, theoretical evolutionary biologist, also founder of the Ronin Institute. That's an organization that connects unaffiliated academics to help fund and support independent scholarship. You can read more about the Ronin Institute in Keith O'Brien's Boston Globe article. We have a link at wordofmouthradio.org. Now coming up, a chef who's advocating for cookbooks to go beyond the glossy, perfect pictures of food. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment.